We continue today with lesson number 51 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We're in the 13th Perek, the 6th and 7th Mishnayos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishneh Vov, and Mishneh Zayin. Mishneh Vov gives us a rule. Eitz HaMishamesh Es HaMateches. If you have a utensil of some sort with two components, wood, one's wood, and one's metal. Wood, pshutekli eitz, if it has no base kibul, just a flat piece of wood, is not mekabel tumah. A flat piece of metal, if it serves a function, is mekabel tumah. So suppose you have a utensil which is made partly of wood, partly of metal. So the Mishnah says it depends. If the main component of the utensil is metal, and the wood is merely a handle or some subsidiary part, some secondary, less important part, tome, it is mikabel tumo, because it's mishamesh es hamateches. It's the wooden part, even though it's a pshutik li'etz, it has no base kibul, it's mikabel tumo because it's serving, so to speak, as a secondary support for the metal part of the utensil. However, in reverse, v'hamateches hamishameshes esoeitz, if the ikar, the main part of this utensil, is the wooden part, and the metal merely serves as a subsidiary component of the vessel, of the utensil, then it is tahora, it is not mekabel tumah. And the Mishnah gives an example. And the example is the example of a posachas, which the Meforshim here on the Mishnah in Kelim, the Rash and the Bartanura and the Tiferes Yisroel, all understand the posachas, at least at the beginning of this Mishnah, to mean a key. Posachas shaleitz. So if you have a key, meaning the length of the key is made of wood, v'hapin shelo, different girsos here. Some have the girs of v'chafin shelo. But we'll follow our girsa here, v'hapin shelo, meaning the protruding teeth of the key, which basically are the main part of the key because they are what springs the lock. V'hapin shelo shel mateches, the pin is made of metal, afilu achas, even if only one of the teeth is metal, tumeya, it is mekabel tumah. It's basic, it's mainly, in terms of quantity, it's mainly a wooden object, this key, this posachas. But since the ikor is the pin, meaning the tooth of the key, which is of metal, so that's metal, and it's mekabel tumah. However, the reverse, posachas shel mateches, if you have a metal long key, v'hapin shelo, but the teeth, which are the effective part of the key, are shaleitz, are wooden, tahora, it is not mekabel tumah, because the wooden part is pshutek li'etz, it's just a plain block of wood with no containing component to it, so therefore it's not mekabel tumah. Similarly, taba'as shel mateches, if you have a ring made of metal, v'chosom shelo shel almog, and the seal of it, the signet in the center of the key, is made of almog, which is usually translated as coral, C-O-R-A-L, from the sea. Some say almog is simply a fine type of a wood, perhaps mahogany or something. But in any case, tumeya, it is mekabel tumah, because the ring is considered the ikor, and the signet, the chosam, the seal, is not. The reverse, tabas shel almog, if the ring is made of wood or coral, v'chosam shelo shel mateches, and the signet in the middle is made of metal, tahora, it is not mekabel tumah. Here, the Meforshim, the Tosfos Yom Tov, and others ask the question, this taba'a shel almog, yes, it's made of coral or wood, but in it, there's a little groove, and into that groove, you insert the metal chosam, the metal seal, S-E-A-L. Well, if that's the case, this taba'a shel almog has a base kibul. It's not pshutek li'etz. It has a containing, a component which contains, it can contain the chosam. Should it not be mekabel tumah because of its base kibul? So the Tosfos Yontav answers that any base kibbul, any receptacle, which is designed to be stuffed, it's designed to be filled. It's not usually empty and occasionally you fill it like a cup, but rather it's designed to be filled permanently, is not considered a base kibbul and is not mikabel tumah. And this is a discussion in the Achronim who take issue with the Tosfos Yomtov, but that's a simple way of explaining this. The Mishnah, our Mishnah Vav, concludes, Hashen Shebatas Shebaposachas. If you have a posachas, which at this point in the Mishnah, it seems that the meaning of the word posachas has kind of changed, and here it means a lock, or at least the what we would call today a lock. It's the component of the whole apparatus which is attached to the door. And at one point, it's flat, like a flat piece of metal. That's called a tas. And inside of it is a bolt. And from the bolt, a tooth, a protrusion, protrudes. And when you want to open this lock, you stick the key in such a way through a hole in this tray, in this flat piece of metal, and then you can move the protrusion, controlling the bolt, and move the bolt from lock position to open position. So that would be the meaning of tas shebaposachas, or v'shebemavteach, or the tooth of a key. Tomeya bifnei atzmo, is tome in and of itself. Meaning, if you remove this tas, or this tooth of the key, it is mekabel tuma, in and of itself, because it is itself a useful kli. This is how the Beforshim explain this part of the Mishnah. There are many difficulties, and if you want to look into it, you could look into it in various places. Meforshim for the Sugyas HaGemora in the Sechei Shabbos, Daf Pei Aleph Omid Aleph, and the Rashi and Tosis there, and you will see that things are not as simple as they sound. As simple as I made them sound, because I'm trying to follow the commentary, the major commentaries here, namely the Bartanura and the Tiferes Yisroel. We continue now to Mishnah Zayin. And Mishnah Zayin is discussing a wooden contraption which has metal hooks attached to it. So, HaKadumin. The Kadum is a long pole of some sort out of which metal hooks protrude. So HaKadumim HoAshkelonim, the Kadumim which were manufactured in the city of Ashkelon, Shenishperu, if they are broken, but V'ha'unkeli Shelohem Kayemes, the hook remains intact, the hooks remain intact, Hareelu Tumeim, they are Mekabel Tuma, because the hook is the Iker of the Kli, the hook is the main part. The hook is what does the function that you need here. The pole is merely secondary to the hooks. Then the Mishnah discusses various comb-like utensils or fork-like utensils, large ones. Hama'aber. The ma'aber is kind of a pitchfork with long protrusions, which you use to move hay, H-A-Y, from one end to the other. V'hamizre. Mizre is also a kind of a fork-like shovel, which has teeth with a very small space between the teeth, so you can use it to sort out the kernels of grain from the chaff. That's mizre. V'hamagov. Magov seems to be what we would call today a kind of a rake with many teeth, which you use to move leaves or whatever. Shen v'chein masreik shel rosh, and also a comb used to comb your hair. Shen nitlo achas mi shinehen, which one of the teeth of the above objects is removed. V'yoso, so as it is, a fully wooden utensil, a ma'aber, mizro, magov, or masrek, fully wooden, are not mekabel tumah because they are pshute kliyot. There's no base kibble. They're just flat wooden objects. However, if you remove one of the teeth, even one, and insert instead a metal tooth, harel tumeim, it is mekabel tumah because that tooth is made of metal, and pshute klimateches, metal objects which are functional, even if they have no base kibul, are mekabel tumah. V'al kulon, with reference to all the above, most meforshim here understand that Rabbi Yoshua is addressing only the objects listed in this Mishnah, from Hakadumin Ho'ashkalonim onward. However, this same Mishnah appears identical words in Maseches Tevul Yom as Perek Dalet Mishneh Vov, and there you will find opinions that Rabbi Yehoshua refers to all the previous Mishnayos in this Perek, and of all of them he says Devar Chidush Chidshu Sofrim. Here the Sofrim, my predecessors, the great rabbis, let's just assume for now that he's referring only to the objects in this Mishnah. No, the objects in this Mishnah are all pshute kliyots. The only thing is they have one shein, one part, whether the untkali of the kadum or one tooth of the maber, mizre, etc. So Rabbi Yehoshua fails to understand why something which is essentially kliyot, pshute kliyots, should be mekabel tumah because of one shein, one tooth of metal. So it's a dvar chiddush. It's a novelty in his eyes. Ve'ein li mo'oshiv, and I don't know how to explain it. I can't figure out why they would go so far as to declare these objects tomei, meaning to be mekabel tumah, even though they are basically wooden objects, just because of the one tooth. And so we have finished Mishnah Zayin, and the process concluded lesson number 51.